Slacker and Steve on demand.
So here's what we want to do. We want to talk about your irrational fears. You don't want to admit it, but you have some.
I have one. I've admitted it before. Just one. You have like 800.
You know what? Here's the funny thing about me.
What's that?
I don't just have 800. Mm-hmm. I have as many. If every one of you who calls, I'll probably adopt your fear.
That you keep adding to your list of.
I don't want to.
I only have one. It's ceiling fans. You came up with a new one.
Oh my God, wait. Ceiling fans?
Yeah.
That's really weird you're bringing this up. Did you see the story about the helicopter?
The guy got, will you knock it off? Okay, you did that up. Whatever, dude. That's so not cool.
Okay, let's start here. Why are you afraid of ceiling fans? Because you're afraid it's going to chop your head off, right?
Yeah, they won't stop. They'll come dismounted, fly around, and chop my head off like a helicopter blade.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll say this, in case you forgot. I had a ceiling fan come unhitched from my ceiling and would have killed me had my now deceased puppy hadn't warned me about it.
Mojo saw what was happening, warned you. You sprang into action.
I did.
Yeah, I know that.
Secondly, for years, you've said my fear of being decapitated by a helicopter was stupid, silly, and irrational to the point where you've pointed out that people in shows do it incorrectly.
Yeah, stop bending over when getting off of a helicopter onto one. It's they mount the blade so high, no human being is ever that tall.
What about...
What?
I can't remember the name of any really tall basketball players. That really tall Lee guy or whatever his name was from the Rockets.
Whatever.
Okay, so a Florida guy got killed because he was on the jump starter, the power cart for a helicopter.
Yeah.
And he was somehow riding the jump start machine and it kind of jerked up and the helicopter decapitated him.
He died instantly.
So
what
is my fear of being decapitated irrational?
Yeah, it's irrational.
Or completely when someone has it happen
this
to them.
This happened because there was a cart involved. He was climbing on stuff.
Still seems rational.
No, but you can get on a helicopter without having to bend over.
Right.
Trust me.
But I'm still scared of it. I can still be scared that the blades are going to come. Okay,
that's fine.
So just how do I know that the guy who was in charge of torquing the bolts that hold the rotors on the helicopter didn't have a crappy day that day?
You're right. Could happen.
And it's like, it's fired up. And I'm walking towards it. Oh, look at me. Steve told me it's irrational to bend over. Dead from a helicopter blade. It's like, and you'll see like Lester Holt reporting on NBC News. Apparently a man who bolted the rotors on was going through a messy divorce and he decided. Yeah.
And that guy probably should have bent over when getting on and off.
Had Slacker just been bending over at the customary 45 degree angle, would have missed it by a.
But he chose to listen to his partner, Steve.
Seems like it was your plan from the beginning.
Okay, whatever.
You want to get me killed by a helicopter blade. So what we want you to do is admit the fears you have that seem irrational, but to you, they're very real. So here's some other irrational fears. Okay. By the way, I do have one more that I just added. You were telling me a friend of show.
Yes.
Yeah, she does another radio show, is afraid of
car carriers.
Yes. And he's right.
No, they're secure.
I'm going to say this. If I'm driving down the highway and there's a car carrier full of sedans.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
Oh, if it's a sedan.
They're all low to the ground. Their center of gravity seems to be better and right.
Oh, okay.
It's when I'm driving down the road and there's one of those car carriers that's just packed to the gills. And on the top row, there's like three Denalis or some big ass top heavy SUV. And this guy's driving down 25 and gets that little bit of like that trailer wiggle you get when your boat that's behind you is like doing the weird thing.
Trailer wiggle.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of that, just a little torque in the butt. And you see the whole trailer's moving, but those SUVs on top are swaying like they're in a windstorm.
Or bouncing.
And I just feel an SUV.
You think it's just going to come flying back off the car?
I do. I feel that at some point, someone's going to be killed by a top-heavy thing on the top of a car carrier, and they're going to be killed.
Have you ever seen that happen?
No.
Or have you heard of it?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean it's not going to happen?
No, it could, but it won't. Yeah, especially for you. The odds of it's never going to do that. Ever. No. They're so secured. Dude, they have like chains involved and stuff.
with the chainsaw.
Yep, thick chain.
Here's what I love. Yep. When I'm driving next to the car carrier with all this stuff, it looks like the exact same stuff you buy at AutoZone. It's that nylon rope with the little clamps on it. Right. And then I got to go, with all due respect to our men of the road who drive the long haul thing, how hard was he? Like, is he having a messy day with his wife or something going bad in his life? It's like, crank 3 times or 4 times on that Denali on top?
Boy, you should spend a lot of time and effort just analyzing those car carriers.
I do. Well, when you're driving next to one, it freaks me out.
Because you think you're going to get sucked into one?
I think something's going to fall off onto my car.
But it would roll off the back. Would it tip over on the side?
The SUVs on the top, I feel like they're going to come over the top. I don't feel like they're going to roll off the back.
But over the side, over the on side. Top of...
Because they have a swagger. They have a sway when the trailer's doing the twerk.
The twerk. The trailer is twerking. No, buddy, I'm with you. That's scary stuff, yeah.
So what's hilarious is you're lambasting me for being afraid of a ginormous vehicle falling on my head.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
You can't walk into a room with a little fan up there. Here's my thing. You turn whatever ceiling fan you want on high, and I'll walk up and stop it with my bare hands.
No, you're
I will.
I know.
Yes,
nope.
I will.
No.
Yes, I will. Because I used to do it all the time.
Why would you do that?
Because it's funny. Because people get there's people out there who are freaked out by them. And if you just have your palm at like a 45 degree angle when you first put up there, it's like whap 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 whap, and you can stop it.
No, you're gonna burn out the engine.
No, I don't care about that. I'm just proving your irrational fear is less cool than
it's thin balsa wood on those blades, man. You're just gonna wreck your.
Like, I have big oak ones.
That's
the
even
one that
worse.
Almost killed me. Yeah.
Oh.
And from now on, I'm going to put knife blades on them so you don't try it at my house.
Whatever.
I have an irrational fear of Slacker's knife bladed ceiling fans. Not irrational, toots. All right. So this is the time for you to tell us what you're afraid of. If you're afraid of something that's logical, we don't want to talk to you.
Right.
These are called irrational fears, and we want to hear yours. Talia.
Yay!
What's your irrational fear?
I am terrified of butterflies.
And rightfully so.
Why?
Yes, they're they are scary. They fly erratically. You can't predict them. You never know what's going to happen.
That
I'm
going to
say
true.
This. Butterflies and grasshoppers.
Yeah. They're just over heck.
And crickets, too. Anything that but mainly butterflies.
But so crickets don't jump that far and aren't that sticky or anything, but the grasshopper, when you approach it, and it's like he's going to jump forward, and then he jumps 45 degrees and backwards towards you, you're like, what the hell? And a butterfly is just like... Bleh, 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 hi, whoo, nah.
But you guys realize you're bigger than those, and so you have no fear that they're...
You're bigger than a ceiling fan.
No, they know.
They smell
they
fear.
Know.
Dogs, bees, and butterflies can smell fear.
They know.
Thank you, Talia. That one felt rational to me.
Huh.
You know the butterfly pavilion?
Yeah. Oh, you can.
I've never gone.
Dude, you and I, we're going to walk
There's
through the
butterflies. There's a zillion butterflies there.
You realize you're bigger than the butterflies, okay. Right?
Not bigger than a zillion of them. What if they all decide at the same time? That's the guy. That's the guy we're going to make it known that we're carnivores.
I will ditch you in the pavilion.
Sarah?
Yay.
Irrational fears.
Well, when I was a little kid, I was given the opportunity to watch one of the back then scarier shows, which is X-Files.
Okay.
And one of the episodes that I watched had this gentleman, I don't know what was wrong with him, but he had no legs, and he was on this scooter, like just a four-wheel scooter from school, and he, whenever he would move around, and he would creep around with his arms, and his scooter would squeak.
Yep, I remember
well,
that.
So he found a larger gentleman and followed him into the bathroom. Somehow, I think, went up his feet and took over his body.
Yep.
And took him to a hotel room and drained him of blood.
Yep.
So now,
what?
Ever since I saw that, So ever since I saw that as a child, if there's like hardwood floors that are clean and there's some gravel on it, cannot step on the gravel, I will freak
out. It's that crunchy, weird sound, like, yeah. Yep.
What? And like if I'm in a swimming pool and there's vents in the swimming pool, you know, if you look at the bottom of the swimming pool floor, I cannot stand on those. I will freak out. I will scream. I will run out.
That's a portal to,
I cannot do
a
that.
A portal to what?
To, I know.
Middle Earth.
Not Middle Earth, Steve. Catherine?
Yay.
What's your irrational fear?
I have two. The first one is coral reef.
I'll give you that one.
Okay, that's the first one that I'm not. What Why are you mean? Afraid of
That's
coral?
That's because you're a scuba diver. Because it's all animals. It's all living stuff that can kill you.
Living, have,
the
like,
things hide in there? You don't know? It looks pretty, but it's dead.
Oh, my God. How are we this opposite? You're really afraid? Okay.
A little bit. Because they could jump out at you. There's things in there.
Right. There's things everywhere that could jump out at you.
But none of the... There's the coral, though.
What's your other
like
one?
Microscopic needles that come out.
Yeah, no, yes. Yeah, I know. Oh, anemone. Oh, it's so scary.
That, look at you, you know.
Anemone. What's your other one there, Catherine?
Balloons.
All right, that's weird.
Can't mess with balloons.
There is a thing about balloons. It's the
when you're blowing them up and they're going to explode in your face. Yes. I'll give you that.
Or
one.
Even when they're if somebody's blown one up too far and you're like playing with it, it's the unpredictability of the impending disaster. It's the same irrational fear you have when you're opening the Pillsbury biscuits, right? It's that I'm not in control of when this is over.
Exactly.
And it's yeah.
And I know when it comes to tying the balloon, you always freak out because
I cannot
get,
make a balloon knot.
Yeah.
I wish I could. It's not something to go.
Easy.
It's not. You know why I freak out?
Because
you have to pull
buttons.
The balloon so hard to be able to make. You have to pull all that slack. And when I pull it, I feel like it's going to explode. So I can't. I'm afraid to pull it too far, and then I don't have enough to make the balloon knot.
I see.
I get
too.
So scared when I'm trying to pull on it. Matt.
Yay.
Irrational fears.
Oh, well, Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year.
Another year, you guys. Huh. So. Just want to say my irrational fear is really weird, but really sane in the same way.
Okay.
So I have an irrational fear of potatoes.
Oh, they can get really weird after a while.
You're afraid of them when they start growing their little eyes and stuff?
No. So to me, because I've grown up in, like, I've been impoverished before.
Okay.
But as long as you have a bag of potatoes, no matter what, a bag of plain potatoes, you can cook anything.
Oh. Yeah.
So you're afraid of not having potatoes.
Oh, okay. As a backup.
Exactly.
Wow.
If you don't have potatoes, then, I mean, that's just a rock.
You're done. You're destitute. No potatoes equals the Great Depression at Matt's house.
Wow.
That is definitely irrational. Erica?
Yay.
Irrational fear.
Moths.
Oh, you and Slacker.
Gosh. Yes, I swear to gosh, they are like dogs. They sense fear and they chase after me and dive bomb me anywhere I go.
It's not the fear thing. It's so much like with the butterflies and the other things we were talking about. With them, it's the dust.
Okay. The Miller
it's that
moth,
crap that they put on you.
Gotcha.
Oh, so now you're calling me dusty. I see how it
no,
is.
No. I'm saying when the moths smell your fear and they dust you, then I'm afraid of you because you're all moth dusty. But I'm with you.
They chase me all the time.
Yeah.
Moth dusty.
They're not chasing you.
You guys realize you're bigger than those moths, right?
If you say that.
Just thought I helped.
Thank you. Annette.
Hi, guys.
Yay.
What's your irrational fear?
Okay, I cannot ride on a highway behind a pickup truck with a ladder in it because it's going to come off and come through my windshield and decapitate me.
Okay, I see. I
can't ride behind a truck with any, like the trucks that drive along with the rebar in them or tile or whatever, or they even have that orange like bucket on the side for liquid. I'm like, that's going to kill me. That's coming through my windshield. The orange bucket's going to bounce off my car. I know what she's saying.
It's the rebar that's going to come flying off. Hey, but they tie that orange flag at the end of the rebar.
Oh, yeah, the flag will keep it from penetrating my sternum. Oh, my God.
You know you're bigger than the rebar, Slacker. Right. You're faster and quicker.
You're bigger.
You're smarter.
That's been your argument against every fear that I have.
Right,
you're such a good therapist.
See, I'm here for you.
By the way, you're bigger than it.
Ashley?
Yes.
What's your irrational fear?
My irrational fear is my hypochondria is so bad that I'm afraid to go to the doctor and get diagnosed with hypochondria.
Okay, what? That's all.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't.
You're afraid.
You have to
no, that's
me.
Irrational as hell.
Slacker and Steve.